today?
It was fast. You know, obviously, going the whole week, not getting a whole lot of reps and just being thrown out there. It's just the name of the game, you know, playing a quarterback spot. One guy goes down, so next man up. So, it felt pretty good to get out there and just get some reps, try and get the timing down with the receivers, but obviously not the way that we wanted it to go.
If called upon in the playoffs, you think it'd be slowed down a little bit more for you now that you've seen?
For sure, yeah. Obviously, anytime you go out there and get some reps, you get a little confidence going, you get experience, it's going to help you out in the future. I mean, you don't really want to feel like this ever again. So I think, you have that taste in your mouth. So, the whole week of preparation, on to the next one. And once we, have that game next Saturday, we don't want to feel like it. So we're going to do whatever we can to not feel like that. We're going to, study hard, bust our tails in practice and obviously give it our all against whoever we're playing. But, it's just that sour taste in your mouth after a game. You don't want to taste again.
The Jack didn't rule out you starting this week. You missed the point. This is good to go. So how does that affect your preparation? Thank you.
I'm gonna do what I've been doing all year, and even when I was inactive, I'm still watching the film, still studying the game plan, still going over everything, my reads, my hots, all that. So it's not gonna change anything for me. I'm gonna still prep as if I'm playing. It doesn't matter if I'm the backup starter or whatever. I'm still gonna prep.
Obviously not a perfect game for you, but you made some nice throws. How did you overall just kind of evaluate your?
I thought I made some good throws. Obviously, put the ball on the ground too many times. Gave one of them with the interception. But it's a learning experience. We're going to put this behind us and focus on next week.
The balls that came out, is that just something that happens in the speed of a play, or do you think you can do things to protect that ball out there?
Yeah, for sure. And just not getting a whole lot of reps and just being thrown out there and running plays that I've never really ran before. So I think. Working on those during the week, getting extra reps, extra practice on those plays, I think can help out.
On the two-pointer, was that just did you guys kind of did the play break down? And you
play broke down. Was designed to go to number 10, Seth, and they kind of gloved him up and then tried to make some out of nothing. Coop was coming on a crossing route. The guy was trying to play underneath it. I tried to stop him and just trying to make a play.
Well, how did you feel like you handled all the mental side of things, pre-snap checks and stuff like that? Did the speed of the game seem to be comfortable for you?
Yeah, I mean, the speed of the game's extremely fast. I think the last game action I had was preseason against the Seattle Seahawks. And that was, third, fourth quarter. So they were coming after me. It was obviously a very fast defense. Messed up a couple times with my, hot throws that I should have thrown hot. Guys coming free, with the whole protection issue. So things that can be easily corrected, with a week of preparation and a week of studying.